Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The water is at the podium. Aaron Wilson is wearing a medium shirt. DP Sadu just walked in. Mics have been checked. All we need is the head coach of your Houston Texans to walk in there. And what I'm calling probably the most high-pressured press conference Bill O'Brien has faced, not involving a game. It's not a game situation where, you know, the Texan lost a heartbreaker where Bill O'Brien has to go up there and meet with the media. But this is the most pressure as the face of your Houston Texans that Bill O'Brien will have faced. And John Lopez has the pictures right now. There's a lot of media awaiting this. There's a lot of media types awaiting asking questions here. And you got to think Bill O'Brien. I envision Bill O'Brien right now looking at a mirror, throwing up in the toilet, much like B-Rabbit did at the start of 8 Mile.
Mom's Spaghetti.
Lose Yourself is playing right now, and Bill O'Brien is just looking up there, like, shaking his shoulders, jumping around, getting pumped up here. And hopefully, he's more B-Rabbit at the end of 8 Mile instead of at the beginning. Because last thing we want to see is Bill O'Brien go up there and choke. We don't want no chokes. And hopefully, he doesn't have Mom's Spaghetti on his shirt either. Mm-hmm. But I can guarantee you this. You can play it however you want if you're Bill O'Brien. And I know Bill O'Brien's a little bit of a hard A, and he goes up there with that. I'm not saying he's nervous, but he is prepared, focused, and ready to go like a fighter entering the ring at a prize fight as he goes and faces the AK-47s that are about to come his way in the form of questions, starting with one from our own John McClain, who you heard earlier today on the show.
I just hope that there is you know, I'm not going to say not unrelenting, but you don't get, distracted from what the story is here.
Bill O'Brien has walked into the room. We're going to give it to you momentarily. He's gathering himself at the podium, and we promise you in a few seconds he's going to be ready. Right now he's shaking his shoulders. Bill O'Brien will be at the podium. We'll bring it to you in just a second, but he is in the room. He is facing the media. And we promise you, as soon as he begins to talk, we're going to take it away to you right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. John McClain's going to ask the first question, and we're going to hear Bill O'Brien address the firing of his buddy, Brian Gain. I can 100%
buddy
guarantee you that. I almost feel like I'm almost like the hype man at a rap concert.
Well, but that's the other part of this.
Here we go. Bill O'Brien is at the podium. Here is the head coach of your Houston Texans.
Relative to the organization, so I just, if you allow me to just start with a brief statement. Cal McNair said it all in his statement the other day. He did a thorough evaluation of the football operation. I'm not saying that he did it by himself, but he did a thorough evaluation of the football operation, and that included me. He was very clear with me on what we needed to do to continue to grow as an organization, as a football team. A couple things on Cal. Obviously last year was a tough year relative to losing his dad, Bob McNair, and really, getting to know Cal over the last, few months here, obviously since November. He's a humble person. He's very, very good at articulating what he wants, what he sees, his vision, the improvements that he thinks needs to be made relative to the whole building. Not just coaching staff, but the whole building. I don't think, obviously he's not afraid to make tough decisions. Number one is relative to this football team, he wants to win. He's been perfectly clear, like I said, in the beginning, he's been perfectly clear with me on what he wants, what he wants me to improve on, what he wants me to do, and he's been perfectly clear with the whole organization on what his expectations are moving forward. So, with that being said, I'm not going to really get into any more details relative to that. Obviously, no conversations with Cal. I'm not going to talk about any of those things, but I definitely will entertain any questions that anybody has.
Bill, it was written in the Chronicle that your relationship with Brian has deteriorated. Is that accurate? Or Roeder, I should say.
Again, I'll go back to the statement that Cal made. I'll say it again. He did a thorough evaluation of what goes on in this building on a day-to-day basis relative to the processes that are in place in all different areas, not just coaching, not just scouting, every area, training room, equipment, nutrition, business side, everything. And that's what I'll tell you about that.
When you found out that was the decision, the direction the organization was going, what was your immediate reaction?
I think anytime you get news like that right away, it's that's a tough decision, like I said, for Cal to make. But again, he was very clear with me on what he wanted me to do to improve, and his vision for the football team and his vision for the organization. And that's what we're doing now. We're moving forward. We're excited about the future. We've had a really good off-season program here. We're in our ninth week. Guys have worked hard. Young guys are really improving and learning, and feel like we've improved as a football team. That was our theme this year in the off-season program, was to get better as a team, and I believe our players have improved. And whether they're rehabbing or they're out on the field or whatever category they're in, I believe we've improved. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, is the future and trying to carry out Cal McNair's vision for the organization.
How would you characterize what Jack Easterby does and his role in now as you guys move on trying to find a new general manager?
Right. Jack is just what his title says. He's executive vice president of team development. He helps in all areas of the team, helps me with the team. He helps in the different departments around the team, departments that, work with the team, obviously training room, equipment room, helps me with putting in, processes to really, help the duties of each department relative to the team. It's all about the team and how can we improve the team. And Jack has been an excellent addition to the organization.
Do you believe that Brian Gainey needed to be fired to move this organization forward?
Again, Brian, I'll go with the statement. Again, I stand by the statement that Cal made. Cal made a statement, and he had to make a tough decision, and he evaluated everything, and he told me exactly what he wanted me to do to improve and to help with his vision of where he sees this organization going or where it needs to go, in his opinion, and that's really what it was.
Months ago, the Texans released a statement, and in that statement you said that you believe that Brian Gainey was head and shoulders above everybody, and you thanked Bob and Cal for hiring him. What changed in your relationship with Brian Gainey in those 17 months?
Again, I would say, like I said before, is that in the statement that Cal made, Cal did an evaluation, a thorough evaluation of the organization, and this is the decision that was made. And, that's what I'll say about that.
Based on this evaluation, this might be an awkward question, but were you worried about losing your job at this time of year?
Again, I'll go by, the statement, Mike, that Cal made. He did a thorough evaluation of the organization and the football program and everything surrounding the football team. And he made some decisions, including, the one that we're talking about right now. And, he communicated to me what he wanted relative to the vision of this team and the vision of where he wants us to be. And, we need to do our best to carry out that vision.
Did you or Jack Easterby have any contact with Nick Caserio or his representatives before Brian Gainey was fired?
I would say that, the answer to that is no. I mean, relative to contact about anything having to do with the Houston Texans, no.
Committee to find a new general manager?
Say that again, sir.
Part of the search committee that's finding the general manager.
Again, I'm not going to get into the details of what we're doing organizationally. I don't think that's fair to the candidates that are out there or may not be out there, or the people in this organization. Again, I'll go back to what I've said, time and time again. Cal did his evaluation and came to a decision, a few other decisions. But one of the decisions he's made is the one we're talking about, and he's communicated clearly what his vision for me is and what he wants me to do and improve, and that's what we're going to try to do.
What is that, Bill? What is the vision?
Again, John, you know, I think that this football team has improved in areas over the last 9 weeks. We've improved. I think the players are working hard. I think in the end, it's all about the team. And I think with another day or two of this mini camp, we have two other, you know, opportunities to improve. And that's what we're going to try to do before we take a break. And then we start training camp in late July. I think that's what I said in the beginning, John, is, you know, again, I appreciate the question, but I'm not going to, you know, talk about any conversations that I have with my boss or, you know, anyone else in the organization relative to, you know, this gathering right here. I would just tell you that he was very clear with me on, you know, what he wanted done.
And you talked a lot about communication since you've been here and learning to communicate better, whether it was with the coaches, with the players, with previous front office members. What have you learned during this recent process about being an even better communicator with what you want done for this organization?
I think we always have to try to improve communication. I think face-to-face communication is important. And I think that when I look in the mirror, I know that I have to improve. It's probably, you know, like I've always said, I think it starts with me. And you know, we have to do a better job. You know, we've done some good things over the years, but not enough to be where we want to be. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, communication relative to everybody in the organization. You know, really, in the end, it's about the symbol. It's about the Texans. It's about doing what's best for the Texans and making sure that we're all on the same page with that.
Well, you mentioned several times that Cal was very clear with you about what he wants for you, his vision for you. Can you share with us what he shared with you?
Well, I just said that to John, Mark, with all due respect. I'm not sharing anything about my conversation with Cal other than to tell you that he was very clear with me about where he wanted me to improve and where he saw what his vision for the organization was.
Have you talked to Brian Gaines since Friday?
No, I have not.
What can you say about Brian as a person, as a football man?
Man of high character, great family man, and a good football person. You know, again, I think that all of those things in the first question that you asked are yet to be determined, you know, and I don't look at it that way as far as the word power. That's not anything that I even think about. It's really just, you know, trying to do my job as the head coach. My number one job is to coach. And so segueing into your second question, I can, you know, what I can tell the fans is that we have a group of guys that are working really hard to get better every single day. And you know, we feel like we've definitely improved, and we're excited about the future. We're excited about training camp, and we're excited about next season.
So the players that were recently drafted, they shouldn't think that this reflects poorly on them?
No. This is a team that's worked very, very hard and really improved. And, you know, whether they're young or they're in their 15th, 16th year and everybody in between, I can pretty much say that, you know, over 95% of this team has improved. You know, I don't think it's ever 100% with a 90-man roster, but it's close that you know, everybody's improved and working hard to get better.
When did you realize it was not going to work out with Brian Gaines?
When I was informed by Cal, you know, to come see. No. When I was informed by Cal what his decision was relative to that decision and other decisions moving forward with the organization.
Do you attend the Ray Farmer and Martin Mayhew interviews as you meet those?
Again, Aaron, I appreciate that, you know, you guys are doing a great job of asking questions, and I want to just, you know, make sure that you know that I respect all the questions, but I'm not going to get into any of those, you know, this speculation about interviews or anything like that. That's not something that I'm going to, you know, talk about.
Well, I think
you have a very strong organization. You know, I think you have an organization that works very well together. I think you have some really bright people in this organization that really understand what their jobs are and all the different jobs that they have in this organization, including the players. So I think you have a group of people that reflect a very strong organization, and everybody's doing their job. Everybody's moving forward, and you know, everybody's able to adapt and adjust and understand what we all have to do to get better.
Does this affect at all Jadeveon Clowney's contract situation with the franchise tag?
No, he's you know, as you know, he's been franchised, and you know, he's not here today, it is what it is. The situation is what it is.
DeAndre came out and talked about that he had injuries in the playoff game. How good does it feel to have a plethora of wide receivers in camp?
Yeah, we do. We have a good group of wide receivers that are working hard. We got Hop and Will Fuller that are, you know, doing what they need to do to be ready for training camp. I think Kiki QT's had an excellent spring, and we have a group of young receivers that are working hard and getting better every day. So feel really good about, you know, as we sit here today, where that position's at.
What were the challenges of working with a new general manager?
Say that again. Well, again, I'm not going to go down that road because, you know, that would be, you know, talking about things that are going on in this organization that really, you know, aren't, you know, you're not privy to. So, like, we're still in the process of trying to execute Cal's vision for what he wants to do. And I'm sure at some point in time you'll know what that is, probably through me or whoever somebody else is. But, you know, we're moving forward, you know, trying to finish off the spring in a very strong way and you know, be able to hit the ground running in training camp.
You won 11 games last year and won the division, hosted a playoff game. Why do you think there's this much change after that?
Well, I think that, again, go back again, and I'm going to tell you this again. If you go back and you really read Cal's statement, he did a thorough evaluation of the football program. You know, I'm not saying that he did it by himself, but he did a thorough evaluation and you know, made some tough decisions, and he's told us how he wants us to improve and where he wants us to go, and that's where it's at.
Was Easter being a part of that evaluation?
Again, I would say that Cal has a group of people around him that help him, and you know, like I said about Jack to the earlier question, Jack is a part of team development.
Do you believe that you're a person that's easy to work with?
I mean, I guess that would depend on who you ask. You know, that would really depend on who you ask. You know, I think that I try to do my best to communicate with people. I try to do my best to work hard every day to perform my role. But I think anytime you're in a leadership position, there's probably going to be a few people that don't maybe agree with how you see things or how you do things. And you do your best to try to, you know, perform your role at the highest level for the organization. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. Lot to dissect there. We'll give a podium critic grade of that because there's a lot to soak in. Did Bill O'Brien tell you what you wanted to hear? What more could we have heard? And what do we make of what Bill O'Brien just said about the decision to fire Brian Gane? We're going to cuss and discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.